Well, hello there. My name is Christina Piacquadio, and thank you for joining me tonight as I sit here by the fireplace with my hot cocoa, just thinking about literature. What comes to mind when you think of literature? When I think of literature, I imagine literary elements and techniques, such as symbolism, metaphor, or theme, to name a few. I think of stories that relate to life being told on paper, either through poems or novels. In any case, all literature is about tapping into the human psyche and releasing emotions to which everyone can relate. That's why this evening, I'm fixated on the songs of the musical group Train.
Can you imagine no love, fried, deep fried chicken, your best friend always sticking up for you?
I'm here now with Darby Winters, my good friend, who is indeed enjoying her hot cocoa by the fire. Darby, when you listen to Drops of Jupiter by Train, how does it relate to you, if it does at all?
Well, Christina, let me first say that the marshmallows in my hot chocolate are amazing. Secondly, the song Drops of Jupiter by Train is really more of a sad song about unrequited love. And while I'm not much of a sad person, I can still relate to it in that it's happy. It's happy to have had the chance to have known what love was and to have loved that much. It actually reminds me of a book Charles Dickens wrote called A Tale of Two Cities.
That book, what Darby is referring to, is also about unrequited love, but it's about the power and strength of love and how it can make one feel as though one is important to the world.
Love makes the world go round.
Thank you, Darby.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere, I'm afraid that she might think of me as plain old Jane Doe. Sorry about a man who was too afraid to fly, so we never did land. But tell me,
now listen to the symbolism in this particular part of the song. When the speaker says, now that she's back in the atmosphere, I think he means, now that she's back in my life. And when he says, with drops of Jupiter in her hair, I think he's insinuating that she's brought back parts of Jupiter or parts of other people and places where she's been with her, and now they're part of the new person that she has become.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her hair. Acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change.
The next song you will be hearing is When I Look to the Sky.
Always find my way.
Corinne, who feels very inspired by Train's music. Corinne, what do you feel when you listen to When I Look to the Sky?
When I listen to When I Look to the Sky, I think of losing someone that I love, whether it is to death or some other reason, and all the emotions that are involved. Everyone loses a loved one at some point, and everyone then feels a deep void that is just sadness and sometimes regret.
Every word I didn't say, caught up in some busy day, and every dance on the kitchen floor we didn't have before, and every sunset that we miss, I wrap them all up in a kiss, and pick you up in all of this when I sail away, while I float upon the sun.
The next song you will hear on the podcast is Calling All Angels.
Calling all angels.
calling all angels. It seems as though the narrator is speaking to a higher power. He's asking God why things are the way that they are, and why our world, in many respects, is so messed up.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. 'Cause my TV set just keeps it all from being clear. I want a reason for the way things have to be. I need a hand to help build up some kind of hope inside of me.
This podcast session has been very beneficial to you, and I hope that you've learned all the different ways that the group Train is somehow like literature. Sometimes it uses literary elements, and sometimes it simply relates to the human emotion. Because essentially, that's what literature is all about, and at the heart of it, that's what Train's music is about. Now, excuse me, I have to go refill my hot cocoa.